Do you think that superhuman AI might get created this century? If no, please pause listening, skip this section, and jump straight to the beginning of chapter one. Otherwise, please keep listening. Prelude: The Tale of the Omega Team. The Omega Team was the soul of the company. Whereas the rest of the enterprise brought in the money to keep things going by various commercial applications of narrow AI, the Omega Team pushed ahead in their quest for what had always been the CEO's dream: building general artificial intelligence. Most other employees viewed the Omegas, as they affectionately called them, as a bunch of pie-in-the-sky dreamers, perpetually decades away from their goal. They happily indulged them, however, because they liked the prestige that the cutting-edge work of the Omegas gave their company, and they also appreciated the improved algorithms that the Omegas occasionally gave them. What they didn't realize was that the Omegas had carefully crafted their image to hide a secret. They were extremely close to pulling off the most audacious plan in human history. Their charismatic CEO had handpicked them not only for being brilliant researchers, but also for ambition, idealism, and a strong commitment to helping humanity. He reminded them that their plan was extremely dangerous, and that if powerful governments found out, they would do virtually anything, including kidnapping, to shut them down, or, preferably, to steal their code. But they were all in, 100%, for much the same reason that many of the world's top physicists joined the Manhattan Project to develop nuclear weapons. They were convinced that if they didn't do it first, someone less idealistic would. The AI they had built, nicknamed Prometheus, kept getting more capable, although its cognitive abilities still lagged far behind those of humans in many areas, for example, social skills. The Omegas had pushed hard to make it extraordinary at one particular task: programming AI systems. They'd deliberately chosen this strategy because they had bought the intelligence explosion argument made by the British mathematician Irving Goode back in 1965. Let an ultra-intelligent machine be defined as a machine that can far surpass all the intellectual activities of any man, however clever. Since the design of machines is one of these intellectual activities, an ultra-intelligent machine could design even better machines. There would then unquestionably be an intelligence explosion, and the intelligence of man would be left far behind. Thus, the first ultra-intelligent machine is the last invention that man need ever make, provided that the machine is docile enough to tell us how to keep it under control. They figured that if they could get this recursive self-improvement going, the machine would soon get smart enough that it could also teach itself all other human skills that would be useful. The First Millions. It was 9 o'clock on a Friday morning when they decided to launch. Prometheus was humming away in its custom-built computer cluster, which resided in long rows of racks in a vast, access-controlled, air-conditioned room. For security reasons, it was completely disconnected from the internet, but it contained a local copy of much of the web: Wikipedia, the Library of Congress, Twitter, a selection from YouTube, much of Facebook, etc., to use as its training data to learn from. For simplicity, I've assumed today's economy and technology in this story, even though most researchers guess that human-level general AI is at least decades away. The Omega plan should get even easier to pull off in the future if the digital economy keeps growing and ever more services can be ordered online on a no-questions-asked basis. They'd picked this start time to work undisturbed. Their families and friends thought they were on a weekend corporate retreat. The kitchenette was loaded with microwavable food and energy drinks, and they were ready to roll. When they launched,